Poetry, The Most Precious Seed by Diana Losky. The abyss of hate is great, where envy, pride, and greed choke the earth as tangled weeds. But charity, though a rarity, is most precious of all seeds. Sown carefully, she ever grows to fill our deepest needs. Her power's limit no one knows, save him whose voice she heeds. Reflections on Extraction by Laurie Robinson Lee. Our paper curled with age and worn, in faded ink, two edges torn. I read through phrases much the same as others I have read before, until at last I see your name. My thoughts go back to when you lived, your home, your days, the work you did. Our lives are mirrors of each other, at least in part, because we're mothers. And through the years rolls on the plan that Father in Heaven made for man, for all must live and work and die, then wake anew, so you and I. My joy is sweet to learn we share a bond with sisters everywhere. Yesterday I saw your name, and once again the feelings came. You now are free from earthly care, and yet somehow I see you there. I feel your love for one so new. I sense your grief and sorrow too. For those you've lost, for heartaches past, I pray that you found peace at last. In time and place, you're far from here. I wrote your name and felt you near. Life's Tapestry by Shirley Adwina Harvey. We hold life's tapestry within our hands, each trying to discern its weave and hue. With faith, we reach for premortal strands and interlace the old with cords of new. God has pulled the very warped threads strong and tight to help our unskilled fingers feel the way. He lets us choose the patterns that are right and guides the shuttle as we work each day. He'll walk beside us as design takes form on this mortal loom, and he'll inspire the colors that endure both sun and storm and keep their beauty through last day fire. These threads we interweave by earthly sight will pick up glory in eternal light. End of poetry.